There is a force in our meat industry that you don't even know about.
This is the biggest story in food.
Josely and Wesley Batista.
Already under investigation for corruption.
This is the biggest story for anyone who eats.
The Brazilian meat packer, JBS, has been steadily taking over the American meat industry for years.
The world's largest meat producer, Brazil's JBS.
This is a company that has been plagued with scandal.
Look at all of the recalls. Look at the child labor. Look at the payoffs and settlements.
Investigating whether Brazilian inspectors were bribed to clear tainted meat for export.
Price-fixing allegations, wage-fixing allegations, environmental desecration allegations, discrimination in their plants.
Despite all of that, the company just debuted on the New York Stock Exchange.
You are turning a criminal actor loose on American investors. This makes zero sense.
The government seems to have taken a step back from its regulatory authority. They've chosen cheap meat. Cheap meat wins over pretty much anything else in America.
But what is the real cost of cheap corporate meat? And what could it mean for the food we depend on?
Problem is, right now, we have set this up for a major collapse.
You're standing in front of our Angus Wagyu cross calves. We have a couple thousand head in this feedlot. Well, for an independent rancher, this is a good size operation, but in comparison to the industry, it's extremely small. The biggest feeders now are 100,000 head plus operations.
Mike Calicrate is an independent rancher. In over 30 years of ranching, he's seen just how much the industry has changed and gotten worse for small producers like him.
Out of this very facility, I used to sell to 20 meat packers at any given time, and that got down to zero. Why is it that U.S. ranchers are going out of business? It's for lack of market access.
Mike now operates Ranch Foods Direct, a vertically integrated meat business focused on local, ethical, and sustainable meat production.
As far as the number of folks in the U.S. that do what we do at Ranch Foods Direct, which are basically pasture to plate, there's hardly any.
Pasture to plate. That means Ranch Foods Direct raises the cattle, slaughters them, then processes and packages for direct sale. But that is not typical for most producers.
The biggest challenge in the production of livestock, if you're going to be selling meat, is that slaughter piece.
That slaughter piece, the processing and packaging that happens before meat reaches customers, is where just a few big meat packers are able to set pricing and squeeze the ranchers selling them cattle. Because of consolidation in the industry, ranchers have basically no other option but to accept. A problem Mike has been speaking out on for 30 years.
Because we only have three packers in the business today basically setting the price, we've decoupled supply and demand. So you don't have a high level of competition out there that will pay you a premium for your cattle.
Back then, the Brazilian meat processing giant JBS wasn't even in the U.S. market. But now...
JBS is our biggest meat company in the world, and they're essentially a predator in the industry.
JBS is a particularly concerning company because there's been a history of over a decade of different bribes, over 1,800 politicians in Brazil.
Chloe Sorvino reports on the food industry and the titans who run it, like the billionaire brothers behind JBS.
Joesley and Wesley Batista took over their family's meat packer in their 30s, and they set their sights on going abroad and going abroad as big as possible. And so they looked at the U.S. to acquire assets on the cheap, and they ended up using bribes and a kickback-fueled corruption scheme to finance loans that helped them get some of the most iconic American meatpacking assets. They've pled guilty to foreign corruption practices and had to pay fines, have even had some jail time in Brazil.
Chloe's book, Raw Deal, traces the Batista brothers' rise and broader consolidation in America's meat industry.
To take a step back, America's antitrust regulations with the DOJ are created around this idea that the top four players in an industry, if those top four players have around 20 to 25% control together, that's a highly consolidated industry. And in the beef industry, you have 80 to 85% with the top four. In pork, you have more than 70% controlled by the top four. And in chicken, you have over 60% controlled by the top four. So that pretty much impacts any American that is buying meat.
And JBS's IPO could just make all of that worse.
JBS trading means that it's going to have access to U.S. investors and pension funds and all of these funds that are pouring more money in, and they will be able to finance better loans. They will be able to have more capital to do whatever they want with.
That means more money to fuel their acquisition spree, further consolidating the market, giving more power to the packing companies and less to the farmers and ranchers whose livestock will eventually end up there.
For American food producers, it means that JBS is not going away anytime soon.
I think it is important to look at the sheep industry as the canary in the coal mine, and I can tell you what will happen to the beef industry if we don't take action now.
Carson Jorgensen is a sixth-generation lamb rancher in Utah.
This was it. I guess there's not as, you know, as many people now as there used to be with that connection and those roots, and it just makes for a different dynamic.
In 2001, Carson's family joined roughly 150 sheep ranching families that banded together to leverage their own power against the big meat packers.
Mountain States Rose and Co-op was a family-owned operation just prior to COVID. MSR was having some difficulties.
In 2020, as restaurants shut down and production lines stalled across the country, Mountain States Rosen filed for bankruptcy.
That being said, they had a buyer to come in and buy the plant. That was the plan. There was a Canadian company that was going to come in and buy it and process American lamb and keep it here in the United States. And that was the plan. Well, JBS owns the plant across the street. And JBS's contract with MSR was for the wastewater management and for the steam that it takes to run the plant. JBS wouldn't transfer over the wastewater contract and the steam contract to the new buyers because ultimately they wanted that plant, and they knew if they couldn't sell the plant, it would go defunct and they would end up with it. And that's exactly what happened.
After JBS converted the plant into a beef facility, sheep ranchers across the West were left with very few options for regional processing.
That was really a critical piece of infrastructure for us producers here in the Western United States.
Many opted to go to Double J in Texas, a family-owned processing plant more than 1,000 miles away for producers in Utah, Wyoming, and Idaho. But Double J is now also at risk of closing, once again leaving ranchers with alarmingly few options for selling or processing their meat, and scrambling for solutions.
It's like watching a car crash in slow motion. It's coming. You know the train's about to hit that car, and everybody's yelling and everybody's screaming, but there's just a lot of people sitting there watching it happen, and there's not much anybody's doing about it.
JBS going public would be the final nail in the coffin.
AJ Richards is an entrepreneur promoting regional meat systems.
Now for us, it's more of the mentality. It's better to have and not need than to need and not have.
AJ has been vocal with his concerns about what JBS going public could mean for ranchers and for our food supply.
Mr. President, I love you. I appreciate you. It is our job as citizens to hold you accountable. And whoever you've got in your circle, they ain't speaking truth, because you're about to put us in a whole world of hurt.
As the big meat processing plants have grown larger and gained greater control over pricing, it's become increasingly difficult for any alternative supply chain to compete.
We can't lose one more farm and ranch. And in fact, stopping the loss isn't what we have to do. We have to make a path so that more people can get into farming.
Most of the people I grew up with, they've gone bankrupt. The family farms they're not family farms anymore, which is sad.
JBS has been trying to go public for years now, but the company's alarming track record has prompted bipartisan efforts to block them from accessing U.S. capital markets, including a 2024 letter to the SEC signed by Cory Booker, Marco Rubio, Josh Hawley, and more.
Monitoring, watching this whole JBS IPO for the last couple of years, I was happy to keep seeing it get shut down.
But this April, the SEC finally greenlit their listing on the New York Stock Exchange.
JBS got the green light only a few weeks after they did give this big donation to the Trump administration.
And so, big surprise. A few months later, now the people that donated $5 million are going public and nobody's standing in their way.
Is a donation like that a quid pro quo? I'm not sure I can be the judge of that. But what I can say is this is clearly a company and two billionaire top shareholders who have pled guilty and have a clear history of bribery, kickbacks, and corruption schemes.
Regardless of how they got there, JBS is now a publicly traded company, and that could spell danger for our food supply.
Meatpackers say that they have these massive plants so that they can have cheap meat made as most efficiently as possible. But at the end of the day, they're also creating this kind of underlying vulnerability because it's super fragile. I mean, if one plant goes out, one feedlot goes out, or a few of them go out because of a hurricane or extreme weather or, you know, a pandemic, this is a system that has no life preservers.
So anyway, the carcasses come down and they go into the cut room here.
The industry's consolidation and predatory behavior from companies like JBS have made it increasingly difficult to build alternative food supply chains.
This is the place that the real investment occurs as far as meat processing. This is a vacuum packaging machine with a labeler, $135,000. The room is just full of this kind of equipment. And this is why not everyone can do what we do here in processing. It's really expensive to get into.
Even Mike's Ranch Foods Direct operation is only possible due to the financial success of another of Mike's business ventures.
We've got to absolutely control the predators in the market. And only government is big enough to do that, of antitrust and breaking up concentrated power and wealth, which has always been considered the greatest threat to any free society. That's simply not happening.
JBS has skirted American watchdogs and the scrutiny of policymakers for years now.
But it's not just that nobody will stand up to them.
They're propping JBS up with millions of dollars in contracts every year. So that's meat that's going to public schools, soldiers around the world, nursing homes that are publicly funded, hospitals, and they've chosen cheap meat. Cheap meat wins over pretty much anything else in America.
But meat this cheap comes at a cost.
At some point, we have to look at it and say, somebody's trying to break this. And at the end of the day, it's just about money. It's about the bottom line.
Thank you so much for watching our video. If you'd like to see more stories like this one, be sure to like and subscribe to the channel to get more Perfect Union in your feed. And if you have any ideas for stories that you would like for us to investigate, just drop them in the comments below.